Hi everybody, it's Carol Clark here, your bariatric business coach, and today I'm coming to you from my sun porch. And I'm not usually in the sun porch or dressed as casually, but I'm actually just waiting for my husband to get home. For any of those of you that follow me on LinkedIn, you know I have a series called Savor the Day, where I, at the end of the day, think through the day and share business advice and lots of different tips for success for things that can happen in any busy physician practice or any busy organization that deals with weight loss in particular. So I'm waiting for Tom to get home so we can savor the day together. It's one of our favorite times of day. But in the meantime, I want to share with you a syndrome out there that I've found, and it's called organizational or corporate obesity. And it can happen in large corporations, in health systems, as well as small practices. So there's a lot of symptoms that go along with this. And some of the most common ones are those that are very, you have employees that may be really silent for fear of retribution for what they're saying. Those that are overly loud about their opinion and kind of overwhelm everybody else. It's an employee that you know has some talent and is just kind of not really sharing that talent. Those that complain a lot, those that send emails out and end up carbon copying a bunch of people, or blind carbon copying a bunch of people because they want to make sure that they sort of cover their hiney. They want to do the old CYA. You also see it just from lack of progress on any of your projects. You just don't seem to be getting anywhere. You may see a drop in revenue. All these things can be symptoms of organizational obesity. We all deal with obesity, and a lot of times what you need to do is get fit again. And I'm going to share with you a few tips for how to get over that organizational obesity and become fit once again, and then end up progressing and focusing on the highest level of care that you can give, and really focusing on outstanding behavior for employees and outstanding experiences for your patients versus day-to-day frustrations that bring you down every single day. So some of the things you can do is, first of all, take a look at all the different levels in your organization. See if there's sort of a dictatorial manner that may be going on. That sort of a dictatorship can be very belittling for especially talented employees that you want to keep and nurture and grow. So that's one thing that could be happening. You also want to look for employees who may have sort of informal power, whether it's deserved or not deserved. Most of the time it's not, and maybe they create some fear from the other employees of not being accepted, not belonging, that sort of thing. And what you want to do is you want to turn that around. And one of the best ways to turn that around is to take a look at your leadership style and see whether or not it's a leader-follower sort of a situation, or whether it's a leader-to-leader, meaning that you're giving your employees some sort of latitude in terms of making decisions when there's issues that are going on. That concept has actually been around a little bit. The first time I heard about it was in a book called Turn the Ship Around. It's actually a great book if you're ever looking for some additional reading about turning an organization around. But basically giving your employees, and it's more than just empowering them and letting them make a few decisions along the way, it's really letting them take ownership for a project or for a responsibility. And it can be really hard as the leader of the organization to do this, because ultimately the buck stops with you. And if you let some of that decision-making power go to those that are subordinate to you or those that are underneath you, if they make a wrong decision, you're the one who suffers the consequences. But if you can start to do some of that and really be a leader and demonstrate that you want them to grow, and you actually talk with them about their goals, their ideas, if there's an issue going on, sitting down with the group and not avoiding the problem, but rather hitting it head on, so to speak, and embracing that problem, figuring out the solution together. It may seem a little altruistic, or that's where they feel like it's gonna take way too much time, it's just easier to tell people what to do. And that may be the case, but in the long run, you are gonna find that you free up so much more of your time, you create happier employees, those that wanna participate, and those that become some of the most loyal employees that you could ever have. And I know I've done this before. I used to sort of feel like I had to develop a big systems person. So my thought was I always needed to create the system, Now I'll let them sort of tweak it. It's sort of like a halfway giving them some responsibility, but that way I knew I had control over it. It has taken me a really long time to get used to actually welcoming the opinions of others, admitting that, you know, you don't know it all. You, the people who are at the front line, probably have some great ideas about how to run things, and they're doing it each and every day, so they can come up with ideas that are actually better than ours. And once I came to grips with that, and I started to release some of it a little bit at a time, the rewards have been innumerable, and I can't tell you how uplifting it is now to know that when I perhaps am not there, or whether a situation comes up, I know that I have capable people there who can handle it. I don't have to cringe when I hear them answering the phone. I don't need to cringe when I hear them having an interaction with a patient who may have a question about a bill or something else that has them a little bit riled up. Because, you know, emotions are very high with weight loss, with surgery, with anything like that. So you're actually doing yourself a favor. So I encourage you to take a look at some of those things and put that into place and see where that takes your organization and see how it helps your employees blossom, become much more participative, actually enjoying their jobs much better. And it can be a total game changer, a life changer for you and a life changer for your employees, and something that's really, for lack of a better word, a win-win for everybody. So if you ever want help with that, oftentimes a fresh set of eyes. I know I have, we do site visits at our practice, and it is so enlightening and so much fun to bring people in, engage with me and my staff and look at the processes that we have and then talk about that and how some things might be applied. And then obviously we learn things, they learn things. It's just really an awesome experience. Or sometimes I travel to a practice and a fresh set of eyes, just taking a look at the processes, making some suggestions in a non-threatening way. It's really all meant to be very, very, very helpful, because our goal is to help every practice thrive. If you're ever interested in something like that, reach out to me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. I would love to have a conversation with you and help you get to where it is that you want to go. And if you want some help turning a ship that's kind of getting a little off course, turning that around, I would love to help with that. I've helped do that in actually not just weight loss, but perinatology offices. I've done that with general surgery offices, but my focus really is with medical and surgical weight loss practices now. But the principles can be very similar. And it's not just me, it really ends up being a very big team effort, because that's how it's going to be successful. So reach out to me if you need help with anything. Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. I hope this served you well. And I think I just heard my hubby come in, so I'm going to go savor the day. And you guys have a great evening or day, whenever it is that you're listening to this. And take care. Bye.